You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yaakov wrestling with the Malach. So now here is the interesting point that in the end of final round, that becomes morning, he asked the angel, "What is your name?
What do you need my name for?"
He says, "Why do you ask my name? Why the angel did not inform him about his name? Was he was shy?" But what was his task? He had a different name. He didn't have a name. He had a name. What happened? So he had a name, no?
Yes.
So how come you didn't tell him his name?
He said his name.
Sorry?
He did say his name.
No, he says, "Why do you ask my name?" That's what he said.
But that's his name.
That could be, you know, you can tell. Well, we will get to it. But his name, he didn't mention. Did he say his name? Have Maor Hashem is Natsal. This is a very beautiful insight. And he says, every angel that comes to this world, he has a task. He's appointed to do something. So now here, we see that Yaakov Avinu Shalom wrestled. It says Levado. What does Levado mean? On his own. But that's obvious. Was there somebody else around? The kids? Anybody? So why he has to mention that he wrestled on his own? Why do we need to know that he wrestled on his own?
Maybe he had some people with him.
No, he didn't. But here, the point here is, let's say, God forbid, somebody has an issue, has a problem. So what do? Let's say, as far as the health, let's say something came up, you received a letter, God forbid, in the mail. So, who do you call?
The lawyer.
The lawyer. Hashem. No, it's brought that all the lawyers, because there will be big rabbanim in Am Yisrael.
Amen. Amen.
So now, here, so in any aspect of life that you run into some type of problem, so you tend to somebody to help you, doctor, lawyer, you need a loan. Here, it mentions that Yaakov Avinu Shalom wrestled levado. He didn't tend to nobody. So here, Midrash brings that the reason that he was able to overcome this malach, there's a discussion, was it Malach Michael or appointed angel of the Tzav? He was able to defeat him. So Harav Maor Hashemi says that he wrestled. That means he didn't give up. Start praying to Hashem, So now here, the Malach, all of a sudden he asked him, "What is your name?" So when you ask my name, what do you mean? Give me your name. I need your ID card. He said, "I don't know." So what happened all of a sudden? The Malach was a decree. So now when Yaakov Avinu Shalom did not give up and has such an emunah, such a bitachon, so the decree was canceled. So that means the Malach didn't know why he's here, because his name was
erased.
So that means by Yaakov Avinu Shalom, by not giving up, so the Malach
lost his mission. So
had no task here, yes. The mission was canceled. I'm sorry?
He gave him the name Israel.
No, I'm talking about the angel's name. So now, here, the point about it here is, then all of a sudden he says, "I have to go." Why he needs to go? He was tired of wrestling.
Because he's blind.
I'm sorry? Has to go to sin. Now to sin?
Yeah, actually you have to go to sin.
Why now?
This is the time. It's the time to go to sin.
Now? Why now?
In the morning he needs to go to sin for...
Every angel sings at the Hanitz time?
Yes.
Yeah?
Not all of them.
Avi knows.
He knows.
He has contact with angels. Beautiful. Very nice. So now here, Kala Kadosh, we have a system that we have to deal with from the beginning of the creation. That Ribbono Shel Olam injects the system in this Olam. It's called Yetzer Hara, the negative forces. Why Hashem created negative forces?
For the positive to exist.
And for us to gain reward. In our challenges, when we are able to overcome the negative forces, then we receive reward. So now the question that is brought, the test of the negative forces, when they defeat us, how do they feel?
How?
So that means they receive a paycheck, right?
Yes, they're finished.
So now, listen carefully. Listening? Yeah, listen carefully. So Tasha is teaching us that this is not true at all. That means the task of the negative forces, obviously, to create such a circumstances that to show us that our potential is such a great, great value. So that means if the negative forces would not place us in circumstances that we have to challenge, so then we would never be aware of the potential that we have. So now here, the story that the angel, when he wrestles with Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, and all of a sudden he says, I have to go sing. You need to sing now. What happened? You want to sing now. Now you have to sing. And the answer here is, the angel was celebrating because he was defeated. So he was going to sing because he did not overcome Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. So that means any time that you overcome your Yetzer Hara in the morning, when the alarm clock start making noise, and then instead of putting it off and you wake up like a
lion.
And then you're doing a Tinan Yadayim and run to Beit Knesset.
You defeated it.
You know what the Yetzer Hara is going to do right now? He's going to have a banquet in Shamayim. And that's what exactly the Midrash explains, that when the angel was defeated by Yaakov Avinu Shalom, so he went and sang because he was defeated by Yaakov Avinu Shalom. Any moment of our life that we run into challenges, the moment that you need to say something, you hold it. You get angry, you hold it. You become aggravated, then you know what? I'm going to show him. But the moment that you stop yourself to come with any type of reaction, so then you have angels singing for you. It's not that they will be joyous because they defeated you. No, it's the other way around. They're happy because you showed your potential as a Yehudi that you're able to defeat the Yetzer. And that's what the celebration that the angel... was so happy and joyous because he was defeated by Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. And he escaped, B'zayin Hashem. We'll have a banquet in Shamayim.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.